Counseling Question 16. Define anger biblically. Describe at least 5 ways people deal with anger. Describe both sinful and godly ways of dealing with anger. My response. God designed anger as a part of our emotional systems. Like other emotions, anger can be used as a driving force to help us defend the honor of God. In this sense, anger can be righteous. However, like everything else God has given us, that is meant to be a beautiful and pure way of expressing love for Him, sex, art, music, etc., we have perverted it by using it for selfish, sordid gain. This is how anger is sin. The way to determine whether one's anger is sinful or not is to examine the motive of their emotion and honestly reflect on the questions, am I wholly and purely angry over God's glory right now? Or is there any anger in me that is resulting from not getting what I want, not being known as I'd like to be known, etc.? Is my anger for God or for self? End quote. Since we rarely exhibit true righteous anger, this response will briefly address what this looks like to be able to say more about what the sinful side of anger looks like. Anger is not always sinful. God is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7 verse 11. Jesus himself showed anger at those who were leading people astray and hardened their hearts, Mark 3 verse 5. He made, quote, scourge of cords, end quote, flipped tables, and drove money lovers out of the temple, John 2, verses 15 through 17. John the Baptist called religious hypocrites, quote, brood of vipers, end quote, Matthew 3, verse 7. Even since Moses' day, wicked people have been executed to appease God's anger, Numbers 25, verse 4. What did all these situations have in common? These were moments when God or godly men were zealous for the Lord's glory. Their anger is justified in that it came from a passion for God. However, this is rare for us as individuals and extremely rare in counseling. To a sinner, all anger seems righteous. We easily make justifications for why we were supposedly treated unjustly and want revenge. We are commanded to be angry so long as we don't sin. Quote, yet do not sin, end quote, Ephesians 4 verse 26. Sinful anger may show itself clearly with hurtful words and red faces. But anger is an issue of a selfishly filled heart that when squeezed by temptation pours wickedness out of the mouth or to our thoughts. Mark 7 verse 21, Matthew 12 verse 34. Sinful anger of venting, breaking stuff, telling someone off, or slandering someone is often seen as the bad blowing up side of anger. However, the internalizing side of anger where a person clams up is just as immoral. This is why we're commanded not to let the sun go down on our anger, Ephesians 4 verse 26. The slow burning of internal anger and hatred eventually erupts wildly, perhaps best seen in cases of school shootings. Other sinful ways anger is expressed is in displacement. More commonly known as blaming, displacement is about targeting someone or something else for personal wants and desires not being met. Picture your attitudes when surrounded by reckless drivers. Many people also express anger through denial. They'll say statements like, I'm upset, frustrated, disappointed, end quote. But the truth behind their feelings is that their will wasn't done to their liking, and for that they are angry and sinning. Pride is the root of all of our sin, but perhaps one of the strongest branches on the tree is anger. From anger flows all sorts of rotten fruit manifestations like resentment, bitterness, adultery, lying, cheating, boredom, and envy. In counseling, we must lovingly confront sinful anger by rebuking a person over their motives. Many justify their thoughts and actions, but through some questioning it can be made very clear that they are angry because their will is not being done. A professing Christian must learn to change this, as the scriptures command, because we are to only be concerned with the Lord's will not being done. Every time we express anger, it is as if we are saying, no, God, you didn't get it right. I want it this way, like a kid throwing a tantrum in a toy store. To put off anger and put on love for Christ, we must care about the self the least and God and others first. We must not, quote, revile in return, but trust in God who judges righteously, end quote, just like Jesus. 1 Peter 2, verses 23.